This week's topic on Hoofbeat, cribbing horses. Hello everyone, I'm Dave Russell on Brownfield. So what exactly is a cribbing horse, you ask? To find out, I talked with Dr. Sarah Mesteller, equine instructor at South Dakota State University.
And what a horse does when they crib is they grab an upright object with their teeth and they pull against that object with an arched neck and they also suck air.
So is it a big problem?
It can be. It can be fairly destructive to your barn and property. And it also has some detrimental things that happen to the horse. And most notably is the wear in incisors on the horse's teeth, which can cause problems later in life.
So how much else do we really know about cribbing?
So cribbing affects approximately 4.4% of horses in the U.S. We do know that feral horses, or horses that are free-ranging, don't exhibit cribbing behavior. So some of the causes are probably related to management and how we manage these horses. Cribbing horses are still very much so studied because we just don't really know and understand as much about this behavior as we'd like to, and what compels horses to do it.
If we have a cribbing horse and another horse with it, will the other horse pick up cribbing?
So that's an excellent question, and for many years, I think the common belief was that cribbers learned cribbing from each other, and actually the research has shown that they don't. So I think it's very much so beneficial for your cribbing horse to have that social interaction, and the probability that they would, that the second horse would pick up cribbing is really small. I think it's like less than 5% of horses housed with cribbers ever exhibit a cribbing behavior.
Is it possible to break a horse of cribbing?
So once horses develop the habit of cribbing, it's not usually going to go away. There have been many people that have tried, but it seems like it's a rewarding behavior for the horse, and they're very, very motivated to do it, even more so motivated to crib than they are to eat sweet feed. And some of them that really crib a lot will spend as much as 65% of their day doing this behavior. So it's very unlikely that once a cribber starts that they're ever going to stop.
I'll have more on cribbing with Dr. Sarah Mesteller at South Dakota State University next week on Hoofbeat. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.